Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, everybody, big show today. A lot going on. You heard the President of the United States earlier, about an hour ago. A fiery speech. We're going to talk about it. Gatos, Chad is off today. Lloyd Banks is in. My emotional support, Lloyd. Oh, hello, Lloyd.
Hello, Gatos.
Hello, Becky Lynn. Nice to see you, too.
Hello. Glad to be here.
So it looks like we're going to get some weather today. We'll be on that. We're going to talk about if you're vaccinated fully, are you scared to fly? But let's start with the biggest news on the planet, and that is the President of the United States speaking today. So, Biden facing all this criticism about Afghanistan. We officially left Afghanistan yesterday. Doesn't mean we won't be going back in, but I don't think we're going to be sending a lot of troops back in. I think we're going to be bombing, you know, ISIS-K and Al-Qaeda and stuff like that, but it'll be remotely. If you missed the speech, we're going to play some of it for you because it was really, really fascinating to me. If you've listened over the last few weeks to Chad and I, the exit plan was awful, and Biden blew it, and he deserves an F. It was absolutely atrocious. He didn't listen to his generals. He didn't listen to the intelligence. He thought, I know better, and we have 13 dead Americans, and we had a chaotic scene every second of every day at the airport in Kabul. But I'll tell you, today, this was Joe Biden being forceful, defiant, and fiery. Lloyd, when Trump was the president and he had to come out and give some sort of, not the rah-rah speech, but it was information. It was maybe something that was somber. I always called him Xanax Trump because it was almost like they had to give him something to calm him down so he goes out there and he doesn't be
Trump.
Well, today, I think we saw the opposite of it, Red Bull Biden.
Red Bull Biden.
He didn't look tired. He didn't look necessarily weak. I know, he's old, all that kind of stuff. He didn't look, you know, like you know, he was going to pass out. This is a speech that he's probably been waiting to give for weeks.
He's always good with speeches. That's where he does the best. When he has to go to the questions is when things get off the rails.
I agree.
When he can, either at a service where something tragic has happened to people and he needs to be that voice to comfort America, I think he does a good job. When he interacts with anybody is when you got to watch out.
But that wasn't, there was no emotional today. This wasn't that type of
speech.
Oh, there
was some fire.
It was fire. Because now now that we're out, Joe Biden has to say, okay, now it's time to tell the whole story. You guys didn't like my exit plan? Okay.
No, I sit here and I feel like most of America does not approve how the president handled this. But what I saw is only 20% of people in the country say Biden deserves the majority of the blame. I mean, he's the guy who's in charge now, so he's going to get the blame. But the fact is, it's been a lot of people. And you talked about the 13, and I don't want to diminish what happened to those men and women. What was that now? A week ago? But the fact is, over 2,000 service members lost their lives in this 20-year war.
Right.
So to just focus on those 13, yes, they're the freshest, the most raw. It's awful. But we lost a lot of lives over there. And it's war is nasty. Mm-hmm. And the president, you know, tried to address some of that today.
So he was very defiant. And usually you don't see him like this. Usually he looks, He's boring to listen to.
Looks like he either just woke up from or is ready to take a nap.
Right. There's no doubt about it. That wasn't today. So Red Bull Biden was out. All right. So this is his opportunity to say, let's put everything on the table.
Yeah.
You've been ripping me for weeks. You know, he's thinking in his head, maybe I didn't do a good job. He should certainly think that. But this is his chance to tell the whole story. And he starts with the past administration.
My predecessor, the former president, signed an agreement with the Taliban to remove U.S. troops by May the 1st.
All right. That is a fact.
Yeah.
So this is Joe Biden trying to put some of the facts out there. Yes, it's deflecting, but it's true.
He's mentioned that before.
Yes, he did.
Months after I was inaugurated. It included no requirement that Taliban work out a cooperative governing arrangement with the Afghan government. But it did authorize the release
of 5,000 prisoners last year, including some of the Taliban's top war commanders, among those who just took control of Afghanistan.
Okay. So it's his turn to tell the whole story. That's accurate as well. Every president has a part to play in this. We're not just going to blame Trump. All right, more.
The previous administration's agreement said that if we stuck to the May 1st deadline that they had signed on to leave by, the Taliban wouldn't attack any American forces. But if we stayed, all bets were off. So we were left with a simple decision. Either follow through on the commitment made by the last administration and leave Afghanistan, or say we weren't leaving and commit another tens of thousands more troops going back to war. That was the choice, the real choice.
Not really.
What do you think?
First
the choice
part was accurate. The second part, no, I mean, you could have delayed it. You could have delayed getting people out. You know, he said, the president said today, no, we could not have done that. If we started way early, we'd still have that mess at the airport.
I
don't know if that's true.
I believe there's no, I think there's better ways to have done this. I'm confident I couldn't have come up with better ways. And regardless, I do think it would have been a mess. Maybe less of a mess, but getting in, getting out, always the toughest part.
You could have delayed it. Because right now, the Taliban is in the fighting season. They only fight during certain seasons of the year. And the season where they stop fighting is coming up. You could have delayed it into that season. And, you know, maybe that would have been better.
But if we broke that deal with the Taliban...
Well, he made the deal. He moved it to August 31st. Why didn't you move it to September 30th? You could have done that. You could have done it to October 10th.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have done that. Why the president chose August 31st, he wanted to do it before 9/11 because he thought this was going to be a big deal and a big win for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out he looked weak. Not listening to anybody on this, on the plan. He also, I mean, here's the big one. He did not expect the government of Afghanistan to fall in a matter of hours. And he didn't expect ISIS-K to rise up. And you know what? There was a lot of intelligence that pointed exactly to that happening, both of those things happening. Got to listen to your people. If you don't listen to your experts, what's going to happen? What you just saw over the last 2 weeks is going
to
happen.
I would like to have been there and seen who was saying what, because I'm sure that you've got some people on one side, some people on another side, some people on a third side. It's never as easy as A or B. And the president tries to dumb that down for us and say, hey, here were the options. I'm sure there were other choices.
Yeah.
But I'm also sure that when he's listening to people, I disagree with you. I do think he listened to somebody. I don't think he went rogue and just made this decision on his own.
Dude, he went rogue.
In hindsight, it wasn't a great decision. It didn't work out.
Went rogue.
So you don't think he listened to anybody?
When you can hear somebody and listen to somebody, mm-hmm. that's different. You could talk all day on the show, Lloyd, and I could just hear you.
But if
I listen to you, if I listen to actually what you're saying,
right?
Okay, and I take it in, and I say, okay, they probably know better than I do. I should probably go with what they're saying. That's listening.
But do you think
he didn't do that?
Do you think all the generals were in alignment on this, though? My point is that there's not one or two or even three opinions. You've got a bunch of different people in that room. Maybe you've got 10 opinions, and you've got to figure out how to piece that together.
Whose opinion did he take?
I don't know.
I know. He took his own opinion. He took his own opinion about what was going to happen. The intelligence was there, and he didn't listen to it.
How are you so confident he took his own opinion?
Because even Democrats have come out and said the intelligence was there,
mm-hmm.
and they still blew it. Listen, if the intelligence is there that says, hey, the Taliban, they're going to take over in 5 minutes. Hey, those 300,000 troops that, you know, were Afghans and we trained them, they're bailing. That was there. ISIS-K is about to go crazy. That was there. If you do this in this time period at the airport, here's what could go wrong. That intelligence was there, and our president didn't listen.
He didn't do a good job of it, and I certainly don't want to sit here and defend him. But what I will say is I think we simplify it a little too much. And I have no idea what it's like to be in the Situation Room.
It's not your job.
No, thank goodness it's not.
No, but we're not trained to do that. That's part of the point. He's got experts and people who have been, you know, generals in war, and they're telling him, Mr. President, here's the intelligence. What you're thinking is going to go badly. Don't do it. And he still does it. And now we've got 13 dead Americans. We left in chaos. We looked silly. We looked weak. Our president looked weak. Got to listen sometimes, especially to the experts. You have to. He didn't. But today his speech, as fiery as it was, he's not necessarily trying to rewrite history. He's trying to tell the whole story. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? Trump did this. Well, he's right. Hey, you know what? Well, you didn't hear him say Obama did this. He wouldn't say that.
Of course not, because he was the VP then.
But Obama played a part in this. George Bush, of course, played a part in this.
All of them. Lots of generals, too.
Last one. This was his most fiery.
And to ISIS-K, we are not done with you yet.
I don't know if I believe him. I don't know if he can handle this situation. I don't know. What we're going to do at 4 o'clock today. If you served in Afghanistan, we're gonna open the phones. I don't know if you've served, if you even want to talk about this. We're gonna open it up at 4. So if you know someone who served in Afghanistan, tell them to call in at 4. We've got this. Let's give you the podium for a little while. You were there. How are you feeling? It's going to be a really, really interesting 4 o'clock hour. I hope you're there. Coming up next, you're fully vaccinated and afraid to fly. Why? We'll talk about it in a second. All right. Miss Becky Lynn has her first flash of the afternoon.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
Becky Lynn, I'm looking out the window. I'm seeing a little bit of wind.
I know.
You're seeing a little bit of wind.
And no. It's not from me talking.
That's right.
I'm seeing a lot of that.
I see lots of clouds. The sky is darkening. The wind is picking up. It's on its way.
I like
Becky Lynn, don't cheap shot me. I'm on your side. I was very nice to you this morning. You were talking about Tennessee. You're going to go there. We had a lovely exchange on the social media.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
don't cheap shot me. We got to gang up on Gatos.
I'm seeing wind out there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
I want to call myself the great wind in the desert. Is that mean?
I would rethink that if I were you.
All right. Yeah. I'll sometimes...
How about the big bluster?
That's fine, too.
I'd rethink that one, too. Yeah, let's put our heads together and come up with something better.
All right, okay. Anybody flying?
Yeah, I am tomorrow night.
Are you flying? You're flying tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night, yep.
Are you worried? You're fully vaccinated?
Mm-hmm.
You've got Pfizer in you, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, I know everybody who's vaccinated what they have. Lloyd, Pfizer.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so you Delta, you're freaking out? Because about half of Americans who are fully vaccinated.
You're talking about the variant, not the airline, too.
Correct.
Delta.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, thank you. That's why you're here, Lloyd. The Delta variant, flying, about half of Americans who are fully vaccinated are like, not real comfortable with it. How are you, Becky Lynn?
I'm not as comfortable as I was when we first planned this trip.
Yeah.
We first got this going and I was...
Remember we talked about it in the hallway.
Yeah, it was kind of like we were all taking our masks off and going, you know what? We're vaccinated now. Things are getting better. And then suddenly they weren't.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm a little concerned. You know, today we have a news story that they're canceling events again.
Yeah.
And that kind of gives me pause. So, because I know I'm flying to a place where they're not crazy about vaccinations or masks.
Okay.
So I will be wearing mine the whole time.
You go into a red state.
Yeah, I am.
the one I was born and raised in. All red states are.
No, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I tease the red states.
And so, I'm a little more nervous than I was, you know, a month or so ago.
Some people are thinking twice about hopping on a flight.
The Delta variant and the rise in coronavirus cases really is affecting how comfortable travelers are booking plans.
A recent study from The Points Guy found that about half of fully vaccinated travelers feel less comfortable going on a domestic flight now than they did prior to the Delta outbreak.
So I'll just be flat out honest with both of you guys. You guys know me pretty well. Lloyd, how many years have we... I plucked you from obscurity how many years ago?
14.
14 years ago, Becky Lynn. Did you hear that? 14 years ago.
Did you hear any truth in that statement either, Becky Lynn?
So this is what I fear. I fear not taking my wife to a place she wants to go on vacation much more than the Delta variant.
Because you have some vacations coming up.
I got some vacations coming up. I got some plane rides coming up.
If it was just you, would you go?
I don't know.
If it wasn't, you know, your wife,
right.
Family, what would you do if it was just you?
Good question.
Because it's tough. Let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I flew the week the pandemic was declared. I'd already had the flight booked. You know I was in Michigan.
Right.
I had to get back out here.
Yeah.
I want to go home and see my folks again.
You haven't seen them since.
I haven't.
Right. And they haven't been out.
No. I am, if it was today, I am planning on driving back to Michigan at the end of the year. And I will drive back Christmas.
And how long? I mean, honestly.
Well, I'm a nut. I can do it in 2 days.
See, yeah.
I sleep in a hotel one night and then I'm there.
Okay.
And then I would, you know, spend a week and come back.
For me, I'm going to get on a flight here. You know,
well, you can't drive to the exotic locales you like to visit.
I mean, shut up, Lloyd.
Your butler would try to take you there, but he wouldn't make it. You'd be underwater.
Concerned? Yes. Masks up? You know, listen, I'm vaccinated. I'm masked. You got to go. You got to go and continue living.
But it only takes one person.
Then I get it. Well, then I get it. There's nothing I can do. Then I get COVID.
Right.
I mean, I either stop living.
Right.
Or, yes, there's a chance that I'll get it. And you just hope that the odds are in your favor that if you do get it after being vaccinated, you're not going to get it too bad. So, you know, Becky Lynn, go on your trip. I think you should go on your trip. It's the Gatos meter again. Go on your trip. Have fun. You know, but, you know, you just got to be careful.
What's the Gatos meter say, though, about somebody who, like me, has a compromised immune system?
Be more careful than anybody.
Well, and I'm going out of town this week, but I'm driving.
Then
but
drive.
I'm still, you know where I'm going.
Well, where
I'm
going,
are you going to Vegas.
Well, then
my gosh.
Yeah. So, I mean,
but if you mask up.
And you're going to drive, but you're not concerned once you get there.
Oh, no, I am. But I'm going to wear a mask the whole time, and not going to be crazy.
He's going to drink, and he's going to gamble.
I'm going to drink a whole lot of water,
yeah.
And I will pop into a casino for about 10 minutes, make everybody all the money I can, and then come back and not share with Gatos.
You know, all right, so to put a bow on this, about 50% of Americans who are fully vaccinated are less comfortable getting on an airplane.
Count me as one of them.
Then that's totally fine. Am I excited to go on a plane? No, but again, you've got to go and live.
Totally support that.
You've got to go and live. And the best thing you can do, you've already done, Becky Lynn. You've been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wear a mask.
Yep.
You're going to be careful. That's all you can do. Go and have fun.
Keep my hand sanitizer handy. And
beekeeper suit. You're going to look great.
Oh, well, it'll be. You know what? I get cold on airplanes. Why not wear the beekeeper suit?
Okay. All right. Coming up next, forget showing your vaccine card at a restaurant. One eatery is asking you to prove who you voted for. Next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
All right, so last night I was hanging out, Gatos and Chad podcast, of course. You can subscribe right now on your iPhone or Android. You know, when you do that, you won't miss any of the show. Gatos and Chad Show podcast. You know who brought it to you this week, Gatos?
I do not know.
It's your very good friends at Your Valley Chevy Dealers.
All right. All right. Chad's on vacation. We'll take you until 6.
Come back soon, Chad.
Yes. Coming up, we've got the All Arizona Daily Download, the top three local stories. So this is a really interesting story. We've heard about, you know, restaurants saying, okay, you only get to come here if you're vaccinated. Show me your card.
Yeah, we got a couple of those out here.
We do. But there's one restaurant owner that says, well, I don't really care if you're vaccinated or not. I just care who you voted for. So that's what the sign says at the door. So really, if you're on one side of the aisle, she doesn't want you in this restaurant.
Should I take a guess which side she is?
Well, listen.
New tonight, a local restaurant has a sign on the door that says, if you support President Biden, don't come in.
Okay.
Oh, geez, that was tough to figure out.
Okay.
Fox 35's Daniel Lama.
Well, hold on a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You don't think that there's a restaurant out there that says, if you support Trump, we don't want you? Of course there are people like that, too.
Well, they're also going to want you to wear a mask.
Well, I'm just saying.
And they're probably going to want to see a vaccine card.
Yeah.
I think they would have other requirements. It wouldn't just be, you voted for Trump, kick rocks.
35's Danielle Lama joins us live right now. So, Danielle, the owner isn't going to take this sign down either.
That's right, Luann. It is staying up for now. And the owner says she's not worried about losing customers. She's worried about losing more lives in Afghanistan.
Hold on. She works at a restaurant and she's...
I'm not liking this so far. I mean, we'll keep listening, but I hope this isn't some publicity stunt by some restaurant owner. Oh, well, let's talk Afghanistan now. And if you voted for Biden, who died? I mean, honestly, how many troops died under Trump? More than 13?
Yeah.
Okay. How many troops died under Bush?
More than 13.
How many troops died under Obama?
I mean, 2,000 plus have died there in
under
the 20 years.
Every president, okay?
This is the sign making people do a double take as they pass the DeBerry Diner. It says, quote, if you voted for and continue to support and stand behind the worthless, inept, and corrupt administration currently inhabiting the White House that is complicit in the death of our servicemen and women in Afghanistan, please take your business elsewhere.
Such an appetizing thing to read. You're reading a paragraph on the door before you go in and have a milkshake and a hot dog.
It was the only thing I felt like I can do.
Restaurant owner Angie Ugardi says she posted the message the same day 13 service members.
Yeah, let me politicize the 13 service members who died. That's what she's doing.
Were killed in Afghanistan.
I was just angry. I was just let down.
Who signed the deal with the Taliban? Biden or Trump? I bet you she doesn't even know. It's Trump. Okay. Who carried out a horrible exit plan? Biden. Everybody made mistakes. It's not anybody who gets out of this thing. Bush, Obama, Trump, or Biden unscathed.
Well, there's no perfect president.
No.
They all get kicked around.
I felt like one of those mothers or wives or...
So if let me ask this lady a question. So if let's say that 255-year-old people walk into your restaurant, they support Biden, but their daughter was killed in Afghanistan. They're not allowed in your restaurant? It's really crappy.
I just want a sandwich.
I know.
Sisters who were going to get that knock on the door.
Ugardi, who's been running the DeBerry Diner for about 5 years, says a lot of her regular customers are vets.
They have coffee every morning.
Yeah, and they're also not all Republicans. Veterans are not all Republicans,
well,
by the way.
Is this how people act, too? Like, I'm not a veteran, but do veterans sit there and... My guess is they go to all the same businesses we do. They don't walk in there and go, hey, you vote for Biden or Trump? Because if you voted for Biden, not getting my business.
She has an entire wall in the diner dedicated to members of the military.
But if a member of the military wanted to eat at her establishment and the member of the military voted for Biden, she's not letting the member of the military in.
I doubt it.
There's no way.
You don't think so?
Or will she say, oh, that's different?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No. The sign at the restaurant says, if you support Biden, you're not welcome.
I think it was a little longer.
So if you lost your leg in Afghanistan and you're a Democrat and you served there 5 times, you're not allowed into that restaurant? That's what she's saying.
But do you believe that?
I don't think she knows what the hell she's talking about. I think she's angry.
I think she wants to make a big statement and talk tough. But then, you know, when it comes down to it, I think she probably, you know, probably really can't back it up.
No, that's stupid. And you know what? If she cares so much about the 13 soldiers that were killed, well, she's using them to get business. She's using their deaths and she's dancing on their graves to get business.
Do you think she knows how many died under Trump?
It doesn't even matter.
No.
It doesn't matter. It's not even what we're comparing. Soldiers died every year in Afghanistan.
Yeah,
and
over 2,000.
Yeah.
Total.
And so
20-year war.
Yeah. That's shameful. All right. So, Pablo, where was that restaurant? Where was
Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. I'll skip that place.
Were you planning on going to Florida soon?
No.
Maybe some carry out from the
no,
diner?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. All right, coming up next, this guy, he got canceled not once but twice for saying something 10 years ago. It's the Gatos and Chad Show. Lloyd Banks is in today. Oh, are we going to talk during the break? Can we just be silent?
No, we're going to cuddle. We're not going to say any words.
Not cuddling.
Bring it over here.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, Chad's on vacation. Lloyd is in. My emotional support, Lloyd.
You want to explain that a little more or no?
I don't think
people really know what that means.
Go ahead.
Everything that Gatos needs, I'm pretty much your fixer. I fix it. I make it right. When you're worried, I calm your nerves. I make sure that you can get through the day.
You're my whoopee.
I am like the sanitizer that goes on your hands. I am your whoopee.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yes, my emotional support, Lloyd.
That's what I do for you.
Thanks, buddy.
When you're having a freak out, bring in Lloyd.
I'm fine.
I whisper in dulcet tones to calm you down. Because after all, I was plucked from obscurity.
Yes, I plucked you from obscurity 14 years ago, and that's how long we've known each other. Lloyd, are you a big game show fan? Do you watch Jeopardy?
I do.
Okay. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So who's this guy who got canned?
Mike Richards?
Yeah. So, you know, after Alex Trebek passed away, they had to find a new host. So they bring in Aaron Rodgers.
LeVar Burton.
Yeah, everybody wanted LeVar to get it.
Yeah.
Then Ken
Jennings was very popular. He was one of their past big-time champs.
Okay.
People liked him a lot. Mayim Bialik.
Blossom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. She's going to be doing some.
Okay. And then this guy who was like a producer, right?
He was the executive producer. Okay. What do they know? Executive producers. They don't get anything right.
I agree. I have no idea what they do.
Yeah.
So his name is Mike Richards.
Yeah.
And so he was basically given the job, at least to split, right?
Well, what's funny is he clearly wanted the job.
Right.
He's on part of this committee to pick who gets the job.
Yeah.
What a shocker. He picked himself.
Right. Right. And then he got canceled.
Because they dug up some audio of him years prior.
Okay. So instead of hosting it, he just goes back to his regular job.
So we thought.
Right. And then today, he gets fired from his regular job.
Yes.
So I guess he was also the executive producer over at Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
So he had the job for Jeopardy. Then he was demoted. And then he was fired. So, you know, here's the thing. When do we say, I forgive you? Because that's a lot of the times that's what we should be doing. We don't do that. We see one thing, we glom onto it, and then we make sure that this guy is not allowed to make a living anymore.
But
now, I'm not saying what he said was bad. I get it. But also, there are people out there, and Chad knows, Chad watches this a lot more than I do, this cancel culture stuff.
Yeah.
But he says this all the time. There are people out there just looking for anything. They're looking for even one little thing, and then they just want to use it against you, and then they want you to get canceled. That's not fair. People say bad things throughout their life. Now, maybe not as far as what he went. And did. And I'm not saying that he shouldn't have been fired. What I'm saying is, does everybody need to get canceled? If they say something bad, does everybody need to get canceled?
Well, here's the problem. It's not even about what you say. And it's about, in this case, an executive with the game shows, with Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, came out and said that they'd hoped that when he stepped down from the hosting position, that it would have minimized the difficulties, like the disruption and all of that, that the show's experienced over the last few weeks.
So he's been a distraction.
Correct. And if that goes on, and if people keep chirping up and saying, "Hey, we want him fired, he's got to go," and if people decide that they're out for him to lose his job,
right?
Sometimes that happens. Doesn't matter how sorry you are. Doesn't matter.
But he's apologized.
How much you've apologized.
Okay.
You have to have the faith of your leaders, and clearly he didn't. They made the decision that for these shows to go on and be as good as they can be, he needs to go. Or either, we're going to lose viewers, or we're not going to be able to grow new ones. People aren't going to watch us. Honestly, I think it was weird they picked him in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But
so let me say what he said. I'll throw in a couple things here. So Richards said that a one-piece swimsuit made women appear really frumpy and overweight. Okay, yeah,
this was on a podcast
right.
that he was on.
He also said that women tend to dress like a hooker on Halloween.
Okay.
Fire him for all that?
I mean,
it's tough, man.
I mean, you know, they made the decision that, you know, it's, what do they say? It's tough to replace a legend. And you're trying to replace Alex Trebek.
Yeah, but it's really, you know, that's
it's all
boy,
about
you can't
ratings.
Forgive him. Yeah.
That's all it's about. It's not about him or what he did. Mm. It's about the future of the show.
All right, coming up next, the All Arizona Daily Download. We get the three biggest local stories of the day.